This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Fathers, we're approaching from grace. We come to you humbly and also need thy mighty hand today. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just a thank you and a praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful as we humble ourselves and need our mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, anoint this lifted place. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Hide me behind Calvary's cross in the name of Jesus. Pray to people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. So as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God. Rest upon our lives. Forgive us of every sin. Put in the seal of forgiveness. Cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Also, we're going to be looking at Romans 8, verse 29, and 2 Peter 3, verse 18. And the Word of God reads in 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. I have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered it, but God that give it the increase. Here in Romans 8:28 it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. In 2 Peter 3, verse 18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to be talking about you need to grow spiritually in order to go and be effective for God's use. You need to grow spiritually in order to go and be effective for God's use. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and a season where sin is rapid, is running rapid throughout the land. We as born again believers in Christ have a privilege and has a task before us to accomplish, because time is short. And we as born again believers of Christ have been called for such a time as this. So in 2021, we're all still in the pandemic, but God is still in the miracle working business. He still sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we should be thankful and grateful here tonight. Beloved, if God has purpose for you to grow spiritually, and if he is the one who actually causes the growth to happen, is there anything you as his child can do to promote your spiritual growth? Yes, beloved believer in Christ, we can feed on the word of God on a daily basis. Here the Apostle Peter, he says, therefore long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Believer in Christ, the word gives us new life. And the word of God will endure forever and ever. You see, the word of God will never fail. So therefore, we must long for it. Like a sheep, like a deer that's panting for H2O. Because the same word that gives life, it is the same word that will never fail. It will always causes us to grow new life in this life. You see, the word longs means to earnestly desire, to crave and lust after, because it is a strong word. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God cuts going in as well as coming out. The word of God will find you out where you are in your walk with Christ. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall endure forever and ever. Here again, the Apostle Peter is letting us know, as believers in Christ, we are like newborn babes in the natural. We want to grow and get to the place of maturity so that we can be sent out by the Holy Spirit of God to go to do the works that is required to allow people to know God's word, allow people to know how that we have a God that loves us, a God that is ready, willing, and able to meet our each and every need. So people of God, like newborn babes in Christ, this is how we are to long or to crave for the word of God. Like a baby that craves milk in the natural. A newborn babe in the natural is occupied with two basic things in his or her life, and that is sleeping and eating. If the baby is not sleeping, he or she is eating. As babes and crabs, we must have milk also continuously. As born-again believers in Christ, we should long, crave for the word of God and feel that we must have it. There should be a spiritual within you that tells you that you must hear God's word. You see, God's word will bring direction. It will give instruction for us to follow. The word of God is awesome. The word of God is not like any ordinary book. No, the word of God is an anointed of God's instruction given to his children, his people, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Yes, the Bible is a holy book because we serve our holy God. God is awesome. He is holy and he neither slumber nor sleep. God is always on his job. We must understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the health of our spiritual life depends on the word of God. Yes, you should desire to have a need to grow spiritually in order to go and be effective for God's use. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verses 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the delight of my heart. I have treasured the word, your mouth, more than my necessary food. Beloved, long or crave for the word. It is a command from God himself. See, the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says all scriptures is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says that all scriptures, not some, all scriptures, all means all. All scriptures is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a hungry spiritual Christian, healthy Christian. People of God, if you as a believer in Christ have little or no appetite for the word of God, either you have not been born again and experienced the new birth, spiritual experience, or you are very sick spiritually. So as a child of God, the word of God is not an end in itself. Yes, beloved, we as Christians have to decide to feed on God's word on a daily basis, by which God will cause our spiritual growth to take place. You see, a Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to someone who is not. Catch that in the spirit. This is a key. A key note that you can hold on to that will give you encouragement that your work for the Lord is not in vain. It says a Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to someone who is not. So believer in Christ, commit yourself to a regular discipline intake of God's word. Regular means daily. Whether you feel like it, and when you don't want to read God's word. Being disciplined is to allow yourself to complete the task at hand. Have a place, a private place where you can be away from distraction, where you can go in your secret closet, first of all, to pray, talk to God, seek him, according to Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So it's very important that we read God's word for ourselves on a daily basis, because the word of God will allow you to have fresh manna from heaven. Bible says, "Let us study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So, beloved, you must, as a child of God, you must commit yourself to a regular disciplined intake of God's word, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, on a regular basis, during your private time of study. Study God's word. Meditate on the scriptures. Let the word of God sink from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Whether you feel like it or not, read God's word. Sometimes we get caught up in being slothful in the things of the Lord. But we, as born-again believers, have to have our mind made up and our heart fixed and be determined to do what thus says the Lord, to follow the instruction of what the word of God is saying. You see, we can also gather together with the saints on Sunday morning and midweek service to hear the word of God being expounded on. We can still have Sunday school and Bible study, even doing it on the computer in a Zoom type of setting. We can also listen to sermons on radio, iPods, and even on television. These devices can be used positively for promoting the gospel and lifting up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. But if the opportunity presents itself for us to come together in a place, an assembly of worship, to worship God in spirit and in truth. The word of God says not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, according to Hebrews 10, verse 25. Beloved, the church as we know it, it is a body interacting. It is not just merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. The church as we know it, the church is not a physical building. The church is a body of believers that is interacting. It is not merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this, for faith is that which is displeasing to God. As a child of God, let us put aside, strip away garments that is not presentable, that is unclean, defiled in God's eyesight. We as believers in Christ, we have to take it upon ourselves to examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. You see, if you were to look in the mirror and you were going to see stains all over your clothes, you wouldn't go out in public. No, you would dress like, you wouldn't go out in public dressed like this. You would strip off those clothes which are filthy, stained, and defiled. And you would put some clean ones on. So as believers in Christ, we must be rootless spiritually when it comes to dealing with sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. Again, tonight we are talking about we are talking about God making us ready in order for us to go and be for Him. So we need to mature. We need to grow and mature spiritually in order to go and be effective for God's use. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God don't desire, He desires for us to grow spiritually. He desires for us to be His mouthpiece, His hands and feet. He desires to use us for His glory. Yes, child of God, let us continue in the works of the Lord. You see, a question may be asked tonight. How much malice, deceit, and slander are we to forsake? There is no room or exception for sin. No, sin is sin. Sin is unrighteousness in the eyes of God. So therefore, because you are to fervently love the brethren from the heart, and you must put aside all sin, which is incompatible with the love for the brethren. When we walk in the agape love of God, we are saying that we are selfless instead of being selfish. We are saying that we want to be more like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that has left us an example for us to walk our Christian walk afterwards. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Beloved, when you look at the word malice, it means ill will towards the brethren, and guilt, guile, which ordinarily meant as being a bait for fishes, that it came to mean any cunning devices for deceiving, deceit, craftiness, or trickery. You see, now speaks of someone who deceive or hurt their personal gain. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God don't want us to be practicing hypocrisy. No, he wants us to be real for him. You see, hypocrisy occurs when someone pretends to be something they are not, such as an actor. Beloved, as Christians, we are called to be filled with the love of God and with his Spirit. Also, beloved, envy. Envy is that spirit that wants what others have and despise them for having it. Envy can be very, very troublesome. It can be really deadly spiritually because it causes others to desire things that you have. Slander, on the other hand, refers to backbiting or evil speaking. It is usually done when the other person is not present. So, beloved people of God, sin will destroy your appetite for God's word. I'm going to say it again. Sin, S-I-N, destroy your appetite for God's word. So, beloved, if you are feeding on sin, you will not have a desire to feed on God's word. Either the Bible will keep you from sinning, or sin will keep you from the Bible. It's tight, but it's right. But it's absolute. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hopeless.
all who have been born again on a spiritual level have tasted that the Lord is good. He is kind. You see, God in all of his glory, God saw our greatest need for man, which was and is sin. Sin, guilt, and shame. And recklessness have cut us off from God because we were dead in sin. But the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Beloved, God took pity. He met our need by sending his only son to die for us and to bear our punishment of sin. His name is Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven in the form of a baby, born here by a woman by the name of Mary. Jesus had an earthly father, but before the manifestation of Joseph came, Mary was a virgin that was chosen to be the vessel that the Son of Man, the Son of God, would be born through. After this happened, Joseph got married to Mary and became husband and wife, and they had children after that. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He grew up, and at the age of 12, he was in the temple, opened up the book to the book of Isaiah, and said he was appointed to preach God's word and to teach God's word. Because of Jesus, we were set free from the condemnation of sin and death. And our guilt and punishment was laid upon Jesus as becoming the ultimate sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. For people of God, God's love is so sweet and good that we want to experience it more and more each and every day. It is kind of like having Lay's potato chips. No one can eat just one. What we have tasted of the Lord should stimulate our appetite for more. My brothers and sisters in Christ, you need to grow spiritually in order to go and be effective for God's use. So this is an invitation to self-examination. If there is no longing in your heart for God's word, it may be that you have never really experienced the born-again experience, or have tasted the experience the Lord's kindness has shown. Beloved, all the experience of God's kindness should motivate you to come back for more and more. As a child of God, have you ever experienced God's kindness in saving your soul or in teaching you and providing for you also ministering to you, healing you. Yes, this was and is so good. Beloved, child of God, if you want to grow spiritually, you need to allow God's goodness to be the incentive that will allow you to crave for more of the Word of God. Again, believer in Christ, you must be reminded that spiritual birth must first take place before any spiritual growth. It also provides a longing, a craving to obey God's word and to follow in the Lord's footsteps. Only after a spiritual rebirth experience can anyone grow spiritually and produce in Christ. Yes, beloved, remember this. We are not to live lives drenched. We are not to live lives drenched in persistent sin. We are to practice self-control. Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being confounded to his death. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the church of Philippians, of Philippi. He is giving them the money about himself. After the Damascus Road experience, Paul's life changed when he was knocked off his animal. He fell to the ground. He was blinded for 3 days and three nights. He heard a voice that said, "It is hard to kick against the prick. It is hard to accomplish things without God's help." So he told them about Jesus. He told the people at the church of Philippi, the people of God, he told them about Jesus' power of his resurrection. After being nailed to an old rugged cross and taking the sin of man and nailed it to his shoulder, after they looked him high and stretched him wide, he was pierced in the side in water and blood came trembling down. The lightning started flashing, the thunder started roaring. Darkness came upon the face of the earth. After, just before he gave up his spirit into his Father's hand, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." His spirit went up and they went on and took his body off the cross and placed it in a borrowed tomb. The word of God says after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. Because he rose, we can live today. We can live naturally as well as spiritually. And Paul goes on and says about the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is for your life. So knowing God begins with a relationship. And relationships involve intimacy. So to know God is to spend time in his presence. To know God is to draw closer and nearer to him. And it is to walk uprightly and to deepen your relationship with God. Beloved, even if you fail, rise up and keep walking by faith. See, the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, faith, in order for faith to grow and mature in our walk with the Lord, we must have a total and unconditional faith. Again, we cannot grow spiritually without developing consistent in prayer. You see, prayer, my brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is simply talking to God. Prayer commits us to both, we must commit ourselves to both personal and corporate prayer in order to pray for others that are in need and pray for direction for our lives. We must take every matter, even the smallest one, to God in prayer. So the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, because men ought to always pray and don't lose heart. So we are commanded by God to pray consistently. Pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door. And by faith, it will open. Another thing, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must do, it is to pray and fast, because fasting is a spiritual discipline, and it leads to a greater intimacy with God. You see, you need to grow on a spiritual basis in order to go and be effective for God's use. So, beloved, we gain wisdom and guidance through prayer and fasting. Fasting kindles our spiritual flame. And it is an excellent way to clearly help us to hear from God. Beloved, again, take time to pray and read the Word of God consistently and persistently on a daily basis. Also, during the time of prayer and fasting, be prepared for opposition and resistance, and press on, press through them. Because the enemy we know, which is Satan, the devil, according to John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when you are determined to be on a fast and you go on it, be sure to break your fast gradually and make a decision to take your fasting life to a deeper level in your Christian walk with Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here in Psalms 100, verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Believers in Christ, praise and worship is the highest form of honor and respect that we can show towards Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, agreeing as one. It makes our spirit be renewed and refreshed in the presence of the Lord. Praise and worship is not a ritual, but it brings us into a deeper relationship with God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, preparing the sorrow of your heart with praise and worship, that it will allow God to plant his word into the sorrow of your life. Again, you need to grow spiritually in order to go and be affected for God's use. So being to forgive is essential to spiritual growth. To forgive is to remain focused and let go of the offense, to walk freely away from it and from the pain. People of God, having a deeper and daily devotional time should be set aside for a deeper fellowship with the Lord. So we must avoid distraction by finding a quiet, private place and establish a definite time set to come before God. You see, this time should include Bible study, prayer, worship, and meditation. During this time, we need to write down any thoughts that come to our mind and pray about them. We ought to practice agape love, because agape love is what separates a believer in Christ from the world. Through it, we portray the nature of God. It is a love that cometh from a pure heart with no ultimate motive. Agape love is patient and it endures insult. It bears with those who disagree with us. Agape love is kind and it seeks not what it can do for others. It seeks out what it can do for others, regardless of what it can get in return. The agape love is forgiving. It never takes delight in the suffering and misfortune of others. The agape love do not dig up the sins of the past. It protects, it trusts, it hopes, and it preserves. So, beloved, maturity will not happen without discipline, because discipline is not pleasant and it is painful. But without discipline, we will remain as spiritual babes. Through discipline, we are molded into the vessel that God desires for us to be. Well, we just hope and pray there was something that was said through the teaching of the Word of God tonight that will bring encouragement to you, to your soul. If there's one, or there may be someone in the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to reach out to him, to repent of your sin, and come boldly to the throne of God and ask him to forgive you of your sin. To repent means making about a 180-degree turn and let God clean you out, that you may be set apart for the master's use. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a privilege and an honor to serve the Lord in 2021. If you'd like to contact us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, you can contact us at P.O. Box 928, 64 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can contact us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 928, 64 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God's willing, Jesus carried. With God's help, we'll meet again on Friday at 6 p.m. through the use of the internet so that we can again give a word of encouragement for those that are still here in the land of the living. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.